Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast on unapproved granny flats was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on the 20th of April 2018. Dual occupancy properties are becoming the norm in many new housing developments, a main house to one side and a granny flat to the other. It's a great way for an owner-occupier to be able to make an income on their own land and help with mortgage repayments. In most cases, you will find that the developers that are selling their house and land packages already have designs prepared for the dual occupancy properties. With those designs come the approval for the two properties and eventually the occupation certificate that states both the main house and the granny flat are safe, free from harm, and meet the Australian Building Code standards for living. The problem for property managers is when a granny flat is not an approved building and has no occupation certificate that certifies the safety and standards that are expected within the Australian Building Code. In 2009, the New South Wales Government released the Affordable Housing State Environment Planning Policy, which permits all residential homeowners with a property larger than 450 metres squared, which also has a minimum 12 metres street frontage, to build a granny flat on their property. What a number of homeowners have proceeded to do is build their granny flat and not obtain an occupation certificate because of misinformation about council approval. The Residential Tenancies Act 2010, Section 49, states occupation of residential premises as residence. 1. A landlord must take all reasonable steps to ensure that, at the time of entering into the residential tenancy agreement, there is no legal impediment to the occupation of the residential premises as a residence for the period of the tenancy. Without an occupation certificate for the property, the landlord and the agent are leasing a property in contravention of Section 49. This is a clear breach of all legislation relating to the role of the property manager. It is a breach of the Residential Tenancies Act, as mentioned above, as well as a breach of the duty of care the landlord has to the tenant to ensure that the property is safe for habitation. Without an occupation certificate, the landlord cannot guarantee that the property does meet the standards of safety for the tenant. The agent takes on this risk in conjunction with the landlord. The New South Wales Civil and Administrative Tribunal, NCAT, have dealt with many cases in the past of landlord negligence. The agent will inevitably become a co-respondent in any matter of negligence and will be found to have a level of responsibility which later equates to a contribution to compensation. Some of the risks of leasing an unapproved dwelling include, but are not limited to, injury to tenant and their guests. Landlords and agents can be sued because they fail to ensure their safety. Landlord may not be able to obtain insurance for the property. Council may order the owner to demolish the dwelling. Because the structure is not approved for a granny flat, council can order the landlord to cease leasing it. Landlord may have to refund to the tenant all rent they have paid to the landlord plus compensation for leasing an unapproved dwelling. To reduce the liability for your business, ensure that when listing new managements, you seek that occupation certificate at the point of listing. It should be a mandatory document you request for your files to ensure you are minimising risk for you, your landlords and your tenants.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.